Okay, today's daf is Sota Daf Yud, and we are on Tes Amud Beis, a couple of lines up. As we know, another jam-packed daf full of various inyanim relating, but we started off talking about Shimshon. Why Shimshon? Because the Mishnayos were talking about Mida Keneged Mida, of what happens to a Sota. So Shimshon also had Mida Keneged Mida. He followed his eyes, so he was punished with his eyes. So we're on the topic of Shimshon. And the Gemara is a classic, Me Inyan Le Inyan Ba Oso Inyan. Related, jumping from one to another based on who's talking, based on a topic that was quoted. That's this the nature of this first parak of Maseches Sota. So here we go, eight lines up from the bottom or so. Vayivka Elohim Mesamachteish Asher Balechi. Hashem broke open the machteish in the lechi. If you remember the story from Shimshon, he had killed out a lot of plishtim with a jawbone of a donkey, and then afterwards he was thirsted. He was dying of thirst. It's an amazing contrast. At first he kills all these plishtim, and then he can't get a drink of water. He's dying of thirst. He davens to Hashem to give him some water, and Hashem miraculously makes the jawbone open, and water comes out. Says the Pasik, Amar Rabbi Yisrael Debei Rabbi Ami, Hu Ival Advar Tamei, he desired something Tamei, meaning the woman who was Tamei to him, Lefichav Nitul Chai Badar Tamei, and that's why he was dependent on this item that was Tamei, this drawbone of a donkey. Hashem could have maybe given him a miracle which was more Tahar, so to speak, a more Tahar source, but again, Mida Keneged Mida. Vatachal Ruach Hashem V'gomer, the Ruach of Hashem was on him. Shimshon is one of the most interesting figures in all of Tanakh, in that, as we mentioned many times, usually somebody's a tzaddik, somebody's a rasha, somebody's on either side. So Shimshon obviously was a great man, he was a great shofet, but there are certain hints or issues about him that are somewhat unusual. Right here, Hashem's ruach was on him, and yet we know he followed his eyes a couple of times. So anyway, says the Gemara, V'tachla ruach Hashem, Amr Rabbi Chava Bar Chanina, Chalsa Nevuah Shel Yaakov Avinu. What does it mean? It was on him, Vatachel. Yaakov Avinu's Nevuah was on him. He was a fulfillment of Yaakov Avinu's Nevuah, Tichsiv. As the Pasuk says in Parshas Vayechi, Yechidon Nachash Alei Derech. Who is that referred to? That's referred to Shimshon. Rashi quotes this in Parshas Vayechi. Don will be like a Nachash on the way. That was Shimshon. Lefa'amo b'machaneh Don. To be like a bell. B'machaneh Don. What is Lefa'amo? To chime. Amr Rabbi Yisrael Debei Rabbi Ami Melameh Shaisa Shechina Mekash Keshes Lefanav Kizug. The Shechina was making a sound in front of him. The Shechina was with him like a bell. Was announcing. Maybe one could interpret this as everybody knew. Everybody heard the Shechina when they heard of Shimshon, because they knew who Shimshon was. They knew he had a special Siyata Deshmaya with him, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was with him. How do you know that? Ksiv Hacha, Lefa Amo, B'machan Adon. Hebrew uses the Lashon of Lefa Amo, V'ksiv Hasam, and it says, by the Kohen Gadol, by the bottom of the Me'il. What did the Me'il have? One of the four special Begadim of the Kohen Gadol. Pa'amon V'rimon. It had pomegranates and bells on the bottom of it. Chazal say, so that every single step he can notice, and others can notice that he was moving. So you see Pamon in both of those psukim. Bein Sara Bein Eshta'o, amazing. This pasuk is about 10 minutes from where we're giving shiur right now. Am Rabbi Asi, Sara Ve'eshta'o, Shnei Arim Gedolim Havei. Even though today they are different places, but they were, according to Chazal, two mountains. V'akron Shimshon V'tachon Zebazeh. Shimshon uprooted the mountains and ground them up together. Right? He was that type of gibor, and that's, he was between them because he took them, and between them he showed his prowess and he showed his greatness. V'hu yachel lohoshia es Yisrael, and he started to save Am Yisrael from the plishtim. Am Rabbi Chava Rabbi Chanina. Huchal shvuaso shel Avimelech. What does yachel can mean to start, but huchal could also mean to do away with. Huchal, he got rid of the shvua of Avimelech. Rashi says on top, batzla, lashon lo yachel dvaro, like the lashon of getting rid of a nether. So huchal shvuaso shel Avimelech, the shvua of Avimelech was batel in his day. Which shvua shtichsiv? Last week's parsha, im tishkar li ulenini ilenechdi. Avimelech makes the treaty with Avram Avinu right before the Akedah. Let's be friends. Let's make sure that us, our children, our grandchildren, do not fight with each other. Avimelech wanted that. He wanted to protect his children. But in the times of Shimshon, right, the plishtim were the descendants, and he fought them. Why? How did he fight them? Because the Shvuah was batel. Why was the Shvuah batel? Rashi, top line, lefi shehem avru ala Shvuah tchila. because they violated their Shavua first. They started up with the Jews, so once they started up with the Jews, so the Jews could start up with them, that is not a Shavua anymore. And this is the basis of a Shulchan Aruch, Halach and Yerodea. The Yerodea says, Reish Lamed Vav, Shnayim Shenishvu Vasos Davar Echad. Two people swear to do something. Va'avar Echad Mehem Ala Shavua, and one of them violates, Hasheni Patur, Veinot Tzarech Hatara. The second one is automatically Patur as well. Lefichach, and therefore, it gives an example of a husband and a wife that's promised to do something. But that's the idea that if there is a double shvua, one of them violates the other one. This is used as one of the answers to the claim of the Satmar Rebbe. The Satmar Rebbe made a gemara at the end of Ksuba is very famous. That is the gemara of the Shalosh Shvuos in Ksuba's Kuf Yud Aleph, where the gemara quotes an Agadata, where the Agadata says, at some time in history, there were three oaths taken based on Psukim and Shir HaShirim. One of the oaths was that the Jews should not rebel against the Umos HaOlam. Number one. Number two, because we're in Gullus. Number two, Shalom, Sheshbiya Kadosh Baruch Hu. Number one, Shalom Yalo Bachoma. We should not go en masse back to Eretz Yisrael. Number two, that we shouldn't rebel against the Umos HaOlam. Number three, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashbiya, that the Umos HaOlam shouldn't torture us too much. Package Shvua. So that was the words of the Satmar Rebbe, and this is why he did not believe that it was a halachically good idea to go back to Eretz Yisrael to start a government. Vichulu. Many poskim argue with that on many bases. Number one, this Gemara is an Agadata. This Gemara is not quoted in Shulchan Aruch, it's not quoted in the Rambam, it's not quoted, it's an Agadata. So what does the Gemara mean that there was Shvua taken? That was the major claim. But there were many others. The Meshech Chachma wrote in a famous letter after the Balfour Declaration that it's not called Mered B'Umos HaOlam anymore because we have permission. We have permission based on the Balfour Declaration. Number two. And another idea is based on this Gemara right here in this Shulchan Aruch. That it's a package deal. You want to see it's halachic? But the halachic is that it's a package deal. Right after the Umos HaOlam violated more than any time in the history of the world, it's not a coincidence. Right after we went through our most major tragedy, Kadosh Baruch Hu allows us to come back to Eretz Yisrael. Right? That's because they violated, so those shvuos are batel, even if you want to say it's halachic. Right? Based on this idea that Rashi says in our Gemara, once Avimelech violated, so we weren't bound by it anymore. Once the Umos HaOlam, we've had it for 2,000 years, but in the previous generation, in our generation, once that was violated, so then there is nothing to talk about. Getting a lot more, but let's continue. Says the Gemara, Vayigdal ha-nahar vayivarchehu. Now the nahar got older, right? Still talking about Shimshon vayivarchehu, and he was given a bracha. Vayivarchehu Hashem. Bamav erchu. What was the bracha, the special bracha that Shimshon had? Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, sheberchu ba'amaso. Amasu kibnei Adam v'zara kenachal shotef. Hashem blessed him in an unusual way. He had a special type of Eber HaZachar. Not that it was any physically different, but it was more powerful. Zara kenachal shotef. When he impregnated, when he was with a woman, so he had extra special strength. Why is that? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give him that? So the Mefarshim explained, because that's how his Yeshua was brought. He was, as we mentioned, an unusual type of shofet. And the way that he was able to conquer was that he was able to infiltrate amongst the plishtim. How was he able to do that? Through women. Again, he didn't do it as L'Shem Shamayim as he should have been, according to Chazal. He followed his eyes. But ultimately, that's how he brought the Yeshua. Hashem always gives the manhigim of our generation what they need to bring the Yeshua. This type of wisdom, this type of strength, this type. So Shimshon, uniquely different than anybody else in the history of the world, needed the power of being with women, and therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him this koach. And that's why, through how he was able to bring the Yeshua. But Rashi has a little different pshat. Maybe it was, Badarshad Ramosa Leilef. He had a taiva. Okay, but we'll give that pshat. Vayikra Shimshon El Hashem Vayomar. Right? This is at the end when Shimshon is locked up. Remember his hair was cut. Delilah tricked him. And he was brought to Aza. And he's locked up by the pillars. And he asked Hashem, please, just listen to me once. Once more, help me get revenge. Once more, from these plishtim. And, as we know, is one of the four people in Tanakh that committed suicide. Ve'ikra Shimshon al Hashem v'yomar. Hashem Elokim, zachreini na. Remember me. V'chazkeini na. Strengthen me. Ach, bapam azeh. V'inakma nikam achas mishtei einai miplishtim. Let me get revenge from one of my eyes. At least one. They blinded him. Let me get revenge from my elites. one of my eyes. And what was he saying in effect? Amar Rav, Amar Shem Shalom Ne'akadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Zechar Li Esrim Shana Sheshafati Es Yisrael. Remember, I judged Am Yisrael. I was a leader for 20 years. V'lo Amarti La'achan Mehem, Haver Li Makam Limakom Lamakom. I never asked for them to donate things to me. I never used personal property of others for my expenses, right? Similar to what Shmuel said, similar to what Moshe said, all the great leaders of our generation claimed that they use their own items to be able to lead the klal. But Shimshon says, please, please listen to me. Why Davka? Asked the Ben Yoyada. He asked for revenge from one eye, but two eyes. Why Davka one eye? So the Ben Yoyada explains, as I mentioned, the Ben Yoyada is much needed on all of these dafim. Ben Yoyada here quotes from the Chidah. Chidah says, we've quoted this story in the past in the name of Rabbi Avadia, but here it's earlier, it's from the Chidah. So he says he was once he quotes about Rav Chaim Kapusi Bauhanes, who was a Dayan in Mitzrayim, right? Pre-Chidah, meaning pre-1800s. Vinistam, and he became blind. There was a Dayan that became blind. Vayim Aranin Olav Shachas V'Shalom Lakach Shochad. And people started talking about him. You know, the Torah says that a dayan is going to become blind if he takes bribes. So people started talking about him, about this dayan who became blind. And he announced and he said, I've heard what people have been saying. And if you're telling the truth, let my situation continue. But if I am not afflicted by shochad, Hashem, please help me out. Ya'iru einav kebarishona. V'niskabla tfilaso bahalo neiro. Va'ani hatsa'ir, writes the Chidah. When I was young, I saw his signature when he was blind and he couldn't read it. I'll add, it was like a doctor's signature. V'kim'at eina osios nikaros, k'mishalo ra'a. V'ra'isi chasimaso acharkach. Hashem nisi chayim kapusi. I saw his signature afterwards. So therefore Hashem helped him out, in order to show that he did not take shochad. Shimshon realizes that he deserves to be punished. Shimshon realizes that he followed his eyes, so therefore he's going to get punished with his eyes. Like we spoke about yesterday from Chaim Shmulevitz, all Mida Kenegan Mida means that we're supposed to be on the wavelength of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shimshon is. But he also says, but it's not right to have more punishment than that. I deserve it for my eyes, but if people are choshed me, that I took things, I used personal property of theirs, v'chulu. So that's what he says, at least from one eye. So if people see that my tefillah was successful and the plishtim were overcome, then they'll realize that I was a tzaddik, and therefore this was just my personal punishment, but it wasn't because of any shochad that I took. Ube'emes says Shimshon, Anochi lo kibalti shochad koldu, mishum adam, afilu she'iris kala v'chulu. And therefore, that's what he davens for, nekam achas v'shtei einai. Ki alachas levada lo hayali tainazu, because I'm chayiv, because of what I did. So at least help me out. And that is why, says the Ben Yehoyada, he asked for only revenge from one of his eyes. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Vayil Shimshon, 10th line or so. Vayil kod shalosh me'os shu'alim. Shimshon was upset after the first time, after they took one of his wives and they gave her to another man. So what did he do? He wanted to burn down all the fields of the Plishtim. So he took 300 foxes and he tied them together and then he lit their tails on fire. So then they started screaming and they went in all different directions into all the fields of the Plishtim and they burned all the fields. Maisha the Mefarshim asked, Baal Tashchis, but it's a Toelis for Adam. That's Shimshon. Maishna Shualim, why Dafka did he use foxes? Rabbi Ibo Bar Negdi, Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, Amar Shimshon, Yavo Misha Chozela Acharav, V'yishtami Yiframi Plishtim Shechazu B'Shvu Asan. Let the one that walks backwards, when a fox is in trouble, he goes backwards. So to the Plishtim, they went back on their word, and therefore that's what I'm using this animal for. Tanya, Amri Bishimen Achasid, Bank Tefav, Shal Shimshon, Shishim Amma Haya. Between Shimshon's shoulders, it says there were 60 Amos. That's impossible. 60 Amos, he wouldn't be able to like function in the world. He would be so wide. So the Mefarshim explained, based on the Pasuk we're about to bring, it means he could hold a load on his shoulders that was 60 Amos wide. He was so strong. Shene'emar, Vayishkav Shimshon, Ar Chatzi Halayla, Vayakam Bachatzi Halayla, Vayochaz, Vayechos, bidalsos shar ha'ir, ubishdei mezuzos, vayisoeimim abriach. What did he do? He got up in the middle of the night, he grabbed onto the gates of the city, and he, vayisoeim, he ripped them out, and with the lock on it, vayasom aktefav, and he put it on his shoulders. Vigemiri, and we have a tradition, deindalsos alza, aza, pshusos, bishishimama. So that is what he had on his shoulders, these humongous doors, right? Shiloh, where are the two places we spoke about famous doors in this Masechta? So we spoke about Nicanor with the doors. He was going to jump on top of the doors. Here the doors are on the back of Shimshon. So the opposites. But Shishamama. Vayitochein bebeso asurim. He was grinding in the jail. During the night, when the Plishtim locked him up, he was grinding. What does that mean? Amar Rabbi Yochanan ein tchina el alashan aveira. Tchina is a lashan of an aveira. V'cheinu omer titchan la'acher ishti. Right, pasuk in Eov. It's a lashon of znus. Milamed. The Gemara tells us a very unusual line. Shekalechad ve'echad hevi lo as ishto lebeso asurim kadesh des aber himenu. What is the simple translation of the words? All the Plishti women wanted sons as great and as big as Shimshon. All the husbands. So all the husbands brought their wives to Shimshon so Shimshon could be with them that night. That before he was killed, before he died and killed himself, so that they could become pregnant from him. Very unusual to think that this is exactly what happened. Shimshon was mezaneh for all with all the Plishti women. It's hard to believe, right? The Rambam, we quoted it, we alluded to it yesterday, but today we'll read it. The Rambam says in Hilchos Yisurei Bia regarding Shimshon and Shlomo. Says the Rambam, Al Yal Al Daitecha, don't think she Shimshon Hamoshia es Yisrael, O Shlomo Melech Yisrael, she Nikra Yedidya. Right, that he's called Yedidya. Right, Hashem calls him Yedidya. Nasu nashim nachrios begiyu son. Don't think that Shimshon or Shlomo married non-Jewish women, even though it might sound that way from the psukim or from some chazals. Ela sod adavar kachu. The sod is the Rambam goes through halachas of gerus that if somebody's a ger, we try to push them away. We don't want them to become gerim, and even if they want, they push. We push until they're committed. Once they're committed, okay, we accept them. And that's why we don't accept Gerim. We didn't accept Gerim in the times of David and Shlomo, because we were on top of the world, and they wouldn't have proper motivations. V'chulu. And then the Rambam says, U'lefi she'gir Shlomo nashim v'nasan, v'chein Shimshon gir v'nasa. They converted their wives, but it wasn't under the best circumstances, meaning usually the motivations have to be pure, so their motivations weren't totally pure. That's why it's treated as if they married non-Jewish women, but that they didn't, technically. V'hadavar yadua, shelo chazu elu ela bishvil davar, chash v'nakasav ki'ilu, hein goyos ubi'isuran omdin. V'yod ho'chiyach sofo atchilasan, they were over the Zara, and they led Shlomo away. But really, they didn't. So ask the Rebbe Yashav right here in the Haaretz. I don't understand how the Gemara could say this about Shimshon. How could he say that he was with all these Plishti women? So that is the Shiloh. So there are a couple of pshatim given in the Mefarshim. If you look in the Rav Yashav right here, he gives two answers. He says, number one, he says, Yesh Lomar, creative, Shtahare Gerishin Shal B'nei Noach. We know the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Ishus discusses what is marriage by B'nei Noach. You don't need a ceremony. Knisa L'Reshuso. That's marriage. What's divorce? Shiluach M'Reshuso. That was divorce. So maybe, suggests Rav Yashiv, the second that the husbands gave over their wives to Shimshon to be with, that was a divorce. So technically they weren't married. Or they actually divorced them. Oye Shlomar, right? Or another try, maybe since Shimshon was blind at the time, and we know some Baalei Tosfos in a few places in Shas say, Sum is Patimi Kala Mitzvos, like the Shita of Rebbe Yehuda. And you have to assume, like the Sefer HaMachria, that also includes los ases and not just ases. So assume as pater. That's a lot of steps, one on top of another. The other pshat, though, I saw some achronim give is different idea. It doesn't mean that they actually lived with Shimshon. It was just that we know there are a number of sources that say that children are influenced based on the thoughts of the parents during the Maisa itself. And that's why we're supposed to have Kadosh thoughts at the time, so that's a good influence, positive influence to the children that are born. Rabbeinu Bachai discusses this at length in Parshas Vayetze. Where else? When Yaakov Avinu sets up these sticks and he has them in front of the sheep, and the sheep look at them, and they have the spotted and the speckled, and somehow, miraculously, they, based on what they're looking at and thinking about, so to speak, we're talking about animals, that has an effect. So says Rabbi Bachai, if it affects animals, Kol Shekein, it affects people. And therefore, maybe that's what happened. The husbands brought their wives to look at Shimshon, and then they brought their wives home and with them themselves. So at least their wives were thinking about Shimshon's strength at the time, and that they hoped would affect. And that's it's a beautiful Rabbeinu Bachai at the end of Perek Lamed in Breishis, where he talks about the unique elements that a husband and wife should be focused on at the time that they are focusing on each other. Yesh lo mor chiyuv b'nei adam, sheyesh lam seichel v'das, l'kadish atzmam, b'shashin is kakinim nishosehen. Because we see it even applies to animals. The kedusha zu itaras amachshava shlo yachshav isha cheres v'chulu. The plishim are using it dafka as a tumah. Dafka, I want you to be thinking about another man when you're with me. But again, that's the plishti way. But that is obviously not to us. Kal v'chomer lo b'nei adam asher lo am koach gadol b'nefesh asichlis letzayir b'machshavasam ubelibam alyonim atachtonim v'chulu. That is a way that we can understand the Gemara based on what some of the mefarshim say. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, fifth or sixth line, Amar Rav Papa, Hainu Da'amri Inshi, this is what people say, Kame Deshasi Chamra Chamra, somebody who drinks a lot of wine, give him wine, that's what he would like. Kame Refuka Gridi Yaduvla, in front of gardeners who are people working with vegetables all day, so bring vegetables, right, so in front of Shimshon, who is involved in women, that's why they brought women. V'yomer Rabbi Yochanan, Kala Mezane, Ishto Mezanenes, Allah, anyone who is mizane, right, there leads to problems in both directions. If a man is not faithful, it's going to lead to a woman not being faithful. Shneamar, im nifta libi al isha, val pesach rei aravti. Viksiv, right after it says, the man was unfaithful, viksiv, titchan la'acher ishti, vialeha yichru'un acherin, other people are going to lie with her. Right, rachman al-islan, v'haynu darmi inshi, iyu beikari, v'itze beibutzine. If he's Bekari, if he's next to big pumpkins, she's next to little pumpkins. It means, right, once a relationship starts falling apart, Rahman al-Islam, it shouldn't be thought of that, oh, nobody knows about it, it goes in both directions. V'yamar Rabbi Yochanan, Shimshon don as Yisrael ka'aviyem shabashamayim. Shimshon was don am Yisrael like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shneamar don yodin amo ka'achad shiftei Yisrael, like the one, ka'achad shiftei Yisrael. He was unique. What does that mean? Like Kaviyim, like Hashem, that he was able to be Moshe, Lahavdil, obviously, but he was able to be Moshe. V'am Rabbi Yochanan, Shimshon al Shmo shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu Nikra. Shimshon is called al Shem Hashem, al Shmo shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu Nikra. Shneamar. Oh, by the way, Rashi says, what is Ka'achar? What does it mean like Hashem? Ki chidu shel olam b'mishpat tzedek. He judged righteously, just like Hashem is ohev tzedakah u'mishpat. In that way, he's like Hashem. Okay, Bam Rabbi Yochanan, so Shimshon is based on the Shem Hashem. What Shem Hashem is in Shimshon? Shneamar, Ki Shemesh Umagain Hashem Elokim, Vigomer. You see that the word HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the sun, but the sun is also associated with Shem Hashem, and Shimshon is from the word Shemesh. Says the Gemara, Elamayata Lo Yimache. So you should say, Shemesh is one of the names of God that can't be erased. You're telling me Shemesh is like Shimshon, and that's the name of Hashem. Shemesh shouldn't be erased. So, and we know that's not true. Elamei ain Shemosh LaKadosh Baruch Hu. It means similar. It doesn't mean exactly. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu Megin Al Kol HaOlam Kulo Av Shimshon Megin B'Dor Al Yisrael. Just like Shimshon was protected all the, just like Hashem protects the whole world, so too Shimshon protected the whole world. Tosfos Elamata Lo Yimachas. So the Gemara is, can't fathom that the word Shemesh would be in the category of a name of God not able to be erased. Tosfos, Teimel Rebbe, Maishna Me Shalom. What about Shalom? Shalom is also a shame of Hashem. And the Gemara says in the first parak in Shabbos, Asur lo adam shidin shalom achaveba beis amerchatz. You can't say shalom aleichem to somebody in the bathroom, in the bathhouse. Mishum deshem gufei. Ikri shalom, kidachsev, ayikra lo Hashem shalom. V'lo kachashiv levi mesecha sofrim ba'adhi shem oshen enim chakim. So shalom isn't one of the names that can't be erased. So why is it? The Gemara is here bothered. What about Shemesh? Oh, can't be. What do you mean? Shalom also, you have to be careful with, but it is not one of the shemes that can't be erased. The Tosfos says, v'nira the ton of Ishayr. You're right. It's left off the list, but there are other names also that are shameless of Hashem that should not be erased, that cannot be erased, but they're not on the list. Va'adif mechanun verachum, and they're even greater than chanun verachum, which are nicknames of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are different levels. Masechah Shavuos talks about this. Different levels. There are some names, the ultimate name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yudke Vavke, V-Shame. Then there are names that are almost on that level. You have names like Elohim and Shakai and other. Then you have Tzvakos, Ekash or Eke. You have different names. And then you have nicknames. Chanun, Rachum, Erech Apayim. Those are more Midos. That's a different level. So there's all different levels and all different halachas about all those different levels. But Tosfos says, yeah, Shalom should be on the list because that is a name of Hashem. When we say Shalom Aleichem, we say, you know, we go on a Kadosh Baruch Hu to rest His presence on you. The Shaila is two things. One, the Poskim and Shulchan Aruch talk about, what about Shem of Hashem in other languages? What about God? G-O-D. Is there an issue of writing G-O-D? Some people write G-D. Gut, Gimel, Ayin, Tes, the Shach talks about in Yeridea, and the Grod talks about there in Shin, Ayin, Vav. So others say that when it's in a different language, it might not have the same Kedusha. The Shach there is Mekel. But the Poskim discuss, the Radvaz. The Radvaz, the Mishnah Berurah quotes it also. What about Shalom? What about saying Shalom in the bathroom? So the post keeps saying, so you shouldn't give somebody Shalom Aleichem in the bathroom. So two things. What about writing Shalom in a letter? Is that Shemus? Is that what we call Geniza? If you say, beginning of a letter, you say Shalom Aleichem. So do you have to put that into Shemus? Says the Radvaz, yes. Says the Radvaz, Sha'altim imeni, amashinagu shlo lichtov Shalom male biksavim, im yesh lezesmach. You wrote to me that in the letters they don't write Shalom Aleichem. They write Shin Lamed Vav with a little smidgen, right? So is that correct? Is that something to be mocked for? Says Esther Advaz. Tshuva. This is an Aleph Reish Chaf. Tshuva. Yafehem Osim. Yes. Lefishu Shmo Shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu. It's the Shem Hashem. And therefore, you don't want people to throw it out. V'im Tomar. Im Kame Gam Milas Emes Lo Yikasvu. What about Emes? Right, Chosam Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is MS, so you shouldn't be able to write MS either. Lefichach Ani Omer, says the Radvaz, Shema Sheish Lizar Shel Lichtov Shalom Malei Hainu Bizman She'ela Shalom. Shalom, when you write it referring to Hashem, that's when it has Kedusha. When you say Shalom Aleichem, that's being Shoel. That's Vayom Ala Kotzer Hashem Imachem, by Boaz. That's what we learned it out from. So that's putting HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name on your friend, so that's what's a problem in the letter. But if you're just talking in the letter and you happen to mention there's peace in the world, Shalom Ba'olam, you happen to mention that what he said was true, MS, so then that doesn't have Kedusha. It's only whether, we'll get to that in a second, it's only when you use it as a Shem Hashem. But if you use it just in conversation, so then it is not a problem. Obviously, the next question is, this is what the Mishnah Berurah talks about. What about if Shalom happens to be someone's name? I know somebody like that, right? So, what exactly is the halacha then? So then, the Mishnah Berurah says that Me'ikar Hadin is like this Radvaz. If you're not using it as Shem Hashem, so then it's just like writing this piece in the world. The problem is, but what happens when it's somebody's name? Maybe that was part of the parents' kavana when they named that this person should be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shalom. Right, it's Shem Hashem, just like when somebody's named other names have Hashem in it, any of the Malachim, Michael, Gavriel, right, Uriel, so that's not Shem Hashem, because that just has Gael in it. But the Mishnah Berurah quotes Machlokas HaPosim about this. Mishnah Berurah in Siman Pei Dal and Hilchos Kriyashma, Adam Sheshmo Shalom, Yesh Osrin, Bebeis HaMerchas, the Grosso Bishmo, Elabalashin Laz. Shouldn't call him that. Say the Yesh Matirin and some are Matir. Kivish Inam Eskavin Alinian Hashalom. You're not thinking about that. Elal Askar Shmoshal Osomako. It's a machlok because he quotes from the Taz and the earlier poskim and Midivrei Sofer Mochlar Achar Mekel V'Chinogin. He said that Minag is Mimekel, but a Yerei Shemayim should be Machmir. And therefore, if you see your friend Shalom in the bathhouse, you should say Shalom. Nobody would notice you having a Nun at the end instead of a Mem. Say Shalom. I had one Rebbe in my life that would not write my name on any of the test papers or any of the things. He wrote Shin Lamed Vav with a smidgen. Very holy man. But that was only one Rebbe like that. The others were not as Machbid, Me'ikar Adin. It would be okay. Okay, Vayter, let's continue. Says the Gemara. We got into this with Shimshon and Shemesh and Shalom and the other names. We're right in the middle. V'yam Rebbe Yochanan. As you see, it's jam-packed. Not my fault that we can't do everything. We'll do what we can. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Bilam chiger baraglo ha achas haya. Bilam was a lame. He was limping on one leg. It says he walked shefi, which means he was limping. So we assume he was hurt. The Marsha here is an unbelievable comment. Marsha says, how did he become lame? When the donkey smashed his leg against the side, when the Malach Hashem was in front, that's when he crushed his leg. So it was finished. And what did Bilam keep doing, says the Marsha? He didn't turn around to go to the hospital. He kept going because he still, even through his pain, he wanted to curse the Jews. That's an anti-Semite. That's someone who is totally Moser Nefesh to kill Jews. And Moser Nefesh it goes back. This isn't a new phenomenon that we have in Rachman al-Assad in our generation. His leg was just crushed and he continued on his job to get rid of Am Yisrael. By Yelach Shefi, that's the Marsha's Ha'ara right here, that shows his rishus. Shimshon, Chiger, B'shtei Yar, Aglav Haya. Continuing, Shimshon was lame in both legs. Shenemar, Shvifon, Ale Orach. Right, he was like a snake that he couldn't walk. He was like sliding on the path, and he was lame. Tan Rabbanon, Chamisha Nivru Mein Dugma Shalmala. There are five people that were created Dugma Shalmala. What does that mean? Rashi quotes, they had unique talents. And therefore, in a way, they were like a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Mefarshim explained, when we say Hashem Echad, the mitzvah, one of the six mitzvahs to Midios, Yichud Hashem. What does that mean, Yichud Hashem? What does Hashem Echad mean? Hashem is one? Like there could have been two or three, and now there's one? Chas v'shalom. One there means unique. Not one compared to two. Right? Like Lahavdil, a little bit, but not so Lahavdil. The first day of creation, it says Hashem Echad. Why Echad? So one shot, you can't say first if there was no second yet. You'd only know there's only Echad. Or there were no Malachim yet. Or it means it was the day of Echad. It was the day that Hashem was the only creation in the, He was the only existence. So here too, that's what it means, symbol to Hashem in terms of being unique, Lahavdil. The Kulam Akubahen, and all of them were punished based on their uniqueness. Shimshon b'kocho, and Shaul b'tzavaro, Avshalom b'sairo, Tzidkio b'einav, Asa b'raglav. Let's talk about each of these. Shimshon b'kocho, Shimshon had unbelievable strength, Dichsiv, and he lost it, Vayasar kocho me'alav, and he was punished by his strength being lost when they cut his hair. Shaul b'tzavaro, Shaul by his neck. The Torah said, the Navi says that he was Shechem of Amala. He was taller, more handsome than others. Dichsiv, Vayikach Shaul, Lesacherev, Vayipol Aleha. As the Pasuk says at the end of Shmuel Aleph, that he fell on his neck, on his sword. We discussed that in Navi Shir and also in Gemara, the two different stories, the end of Shmuel Aleph and the beginning of Shmuel Beis. Did Shaul commit suicide, fall on his neck, as this Gemara and the Pasuk says, or beginning of Shmuel Beis, there's a Nara Maleki that says, I killed him, I finished him off. Was that a lie, just to find favor in the eyes of David, or not? That's different stories that the Radak and others deal with on Navi. Avshalom, Bisa'aro. Avshalom was blessed with beautiful hair, and he was punished with his hair, kidibina lamim alakamon, as we're going to see later. Tzidkiyahu be'enav, dechsev, and Tzidkiyahu with his eyes, and he was punished with his eyes, as we know, Nebuchadnezzar, ves'enei Tzidkiyahu iver. Asa baraglov, Asa with his legs, he had tremendous power with his legs, and he was punished, dechsev, rak, Lasik Nuso, Chala as Raglov, he got sick, Va'amar Yehuda Marav, Shachazato Ped Degara, he had some type of gout, some type of leg illness. Amar Lemar Zucha Breder of Nachmin, the Rav Nachmin, Hei Chidani Patagra, what type of illness is that? Amar Le, Kemachad Bebasar Achai, it's like a needle in your skin. Mina Yada, how do you know? Iga Da'armi Mechashavi Chashbe, some say he was afflicted with it, Rachman Alitzlan, Iga Da'armi Me Rabbi Shamile, and others say he heard it from his Rebbe. His Rebbe told him what it feels like. Vika da amre, soda shem li reyav, ubriso lo hodiyam. As we had a couple of days ago also, soda shem li reyav, he had siyata d'shmaya, that he knew. Right, like that story of the Chazon Ish that was spoken about the brain surgeon, and he told the brain surgeon how to do the operation, even, siyata shem li reyav. Darash rava. Mibre ma nenash asa, mibre sha'asa angar yavata midi chachamim. Why is Asa, one of the kings, why was he punished? Because he made the tamidi chachamim. Even he didn't let anybody sit and learn. He made every Jew go out b'tamidei chachamim. Shene amar v'malach asa hishmias kol Yehuda ein naki. May ein naki amar v'yuda marav afilu chasen mechedro v'kala mechupasa. Right, everybody he was mazik to bring, being the Melech Yisrael, he brought them all out. Period. Ksiv, back to Shimshon. v'ksiv ayir Shimshon Timnasa. Shimshon goes down to Timna v'ksiv v'hine chamich oleh Timnasa, and Tamar was told that Yehuda was coming up to Timna. So do you go up to Timna or down to Timna? Where is Timna? Amar Rabbi Elazar, Shimshon nizganeba ksiv beyirida. Rabbi Elazar says these are not talking about geographical or topology, right? Topological descriptions. But it's talking about what their maisa was going to lead to. Shimshon was going down with his act to Timna. Shimshon, topographical, thank you. Shimshon is Ganabak Siv Bayerida. Right, when you got to talk fast in a day, you don't always focus on the English. Shimshon is Ganabak Siv Bayerida. Shimshon that was Nizgana in this act, it's called the going down. Yehuda Shinis Alebak Siv Bayaliyah. Yehuda, who went ultimately, this act was gonna, it was gonna be a Yerida Letzarech Aliyah. Ultimately, as we discussed a couple of days ago, Tzad Kamimena, the godless of Yehuda, was being, was going to come out through this act, so it's called an Aliyah. Ksiv Bealiyah, one answer. Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeni Amar, Shtei Timnos Haya. There were two Timnas. Chada be Yerida, Chada be Aliyah. Easy answer. Two Timnas. Rav Papa Amar, Chavda Timna Havi. It was one Timna. Da'asi mihai gisa, Yerida, da'asi mihai gisa Aliyah. It was in the middle of a mountain. So you could go up and go down. Kigon, Vardunya, Ubebari, Vishuka Danarsh. Like all those other places. Good. Right, Rashi discusses this also, if you remember, by Chevron, right, in Sefer Bereishis. Vateshev bepesachinayim, and she, Tamar, sat bepesachinayim. Tamar, who had Ruach HaKodesh, that she was supposed to have great people and leaders from this family. And that's why she did what she did. L'shem Shemayim. Amar Rabbi Alexandri, Melameh Shehocha V'yashvel La, B'pischo Shel Avram Avinu. She went and sat in the same place that Avram Avinu used to be. Makom Shekol Einayim Sofos L'Ros, so a place that all eyes yearn to be there. Where was that? So some say it means the Maris HaMachpelah, right? The Chevron. Some say it's other places. But she connected to Avram Avinu when she went here. Rav Chanin Amar Rabbi Makom Hu Sheshmo Einayim. It was a place called Einayim. V'cheinu omer tafuach v'ha'ina. Reshmo manachmeni amar shenitzna Einayim l'dvareha. She gave eyes to her words. What does eyes here mean? It means she had good tainas. She had convincing claims to Yehuda. Kishetava, when she met Yehuda and wanted to be with him, amar la shemenach resat. Maybe you are not Jewish. Amar la giores ani. I am a giores. Giores. What does giores here mean? It's before the Torah was given. Right, Rashi quotes Giores Ani, the Eini Ovedes Kochavim. I am not an idol worshipper. Ad she'ain ani ru'yalo. Right, I don't worship idols. That's what Giores here means. Rav Yashav here says, you see there's a concept of conversion even before Maimon Har Sinai. Shemesh Zishav, maybe you're a married woman. Amra le Pnuyani. I'm a Pnuya. Shem Akiva Bechavich Kiddushin. Maybe your father married you off. Amra le Yisomani. I'm a Yisoma. Shema Tmeya At. Amrele Tahorani. She goes through all. I am not a Nida, Rashi says, right? Yehuda was also nervous about that. Halachas before Maimon Har Sinai. Vayita Eisho Be'er Sheva. And once we're on the topic, we're going from Shimshon to Tamar to Avraham. She was like Avraham, now we're talking about Avraham a little bit. Right? It's Me'inyan Le'inyan. Vayita Eishel Be'er Sheva. What does it mean? Famous comments. He planted an Eishel. What's an Eishel? Amr Eishlakish Melamesha Asaparades. Venata Bokomini Megadim. Maybe it's an orchard. It's an orchard. And he had all different delicious fruits growing on there, which he used to give people to eat. Rabbi Yehuda Reb Nechemia, Chan Amar Paradis. One agrees to this. It was a Paradis. Chan Amar Pundik. And one says, no, it was an inn. Bishlam Alamandamar Paradis Haina de Sevayita. He planted. You plant an orchard. Elamandamar Pundik Mai Vayita. What is it? You don't plant a hotel. Yes, you do. Kedachsiv Vayita Avayita Ahale Apadno. So you see the Lashon of Nitiya even by a structure. There are many all Mefarshim discuss here. What is the Biur HaMachlokes? What is the Biur HaMachlokes relating to whether it was a Paradis or whether it was a pundik. So the Maharal, just quote one shot, the Maharal writes in the Tivot Olam, Nesivas Olam, Shenechluku im Iker Hachnasas Orechim Hu, Kasha Nosin Lo Oreach Dover Shehu Nene Bo Biyoser, O Shenosin Lo Dvarim Hechrechim. Is it when you give him the super stuff or you give him the most basic needs? Right? What is he interested in most? The one who says Paradise says you give him extra super stuff, beautiful, delicious fruits. And the one who says, Pundik, no, the a person wants a bed, he wants a chair, he wants shelter, you know, basic issues, right? Basic issues. Oh, there's other pshatim given, but we'll just leave it at that because we have to continue. Says the Gemara last line, Vayikra Sham B'Shem Hashem Kelolam. And Avram called in the name of Hashem there. Amar Ish Lagash Al Tikri Vayikra. Don't say that he called, Ela Vayakri. He caused them to call. Melamed Shehikri Avram Avinu L'Shmo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bepeh Kol Over V'Shav. After they enjoyed from whatever Avram had, so they Avram made them thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ketzad, what happened? La'achar v'shach l'vishasu, amdu l'varachu. After they ate and drank, they stood up to give Avram a bracha. Amar lahem v'chi mishaliach altem. You think it was my stuff? Mishel alokei olam achaltem. Right, give, it was from Hashem. Hodu v'shibchu berchu l'misha amar v'haya ha'olam. Give thanks to him. Give thanks to him. One of the sources of brachas. Vayir'a Yehuda, back to Yehuda and Tamar. Vayir'a Yehuda v'achshavel l'zona ki chista panaha. Yehuda saw her and thought she was a zona because she covered her face. Mishun d'chista panaha chashva l'zona. Because she covered her face, usually zonas aren't so sanua. Because she covered her face, he thought she was a zona. Amar Abelazar, shechista panaha b'beis chameha. No, earlier, when she had been in his house earlier with his sons, then she covered her face, and that's why he wasn't recognize her here. Damar Shua Bar Achmeni Amar Rabbi Yonasan Kol Kala Shitznuah Beis Chameha Zoche VeYotzin Mimena Malachim UNeviim. Anyone who is a very tsanua woman beBeis Chameha, right? She zoche to have kings and prophets. Minalan Mitamar Neviim Dechsev. How do you know she had Neviim? Chazon Yishayo Ben Amotz. Yishayo the son of Amotz. And Amotz was in the line of Malchus Beis David, as we'll see soon. Melachim David, obviously Tamar, and gave to Amon and Moab, and Ruth and David HaMelech. Melachim David, Amar Rabbi Levi, Davar Zem, Mesoras, V'yadena, Me'avoseinu, we have a Mesora, Amotz, who was the father of Yishayo, V'yamatzia, Achim Hayu. Now, Matzia was in the line of David, so you know, Yishayo also comes from Tamar. He mutzeis, she was found out, he mitutzeis mi boile. Says the Gemara, when she's being taken out to be killed, it says she found. That could be misinterpreted as if something was found. It should say, if it's talking about her, she was mitutzeis, she was taken out. Mi boile. Amar Belazar, it's alluding to the following. La'achar shenimsu simaneha. After the simanim were found, meaning she had the items to send back to Yehuda, bas Samael v'richakon. Samael, the prosecuting angel, didn't want Tamar to send this back to Yehuda. Why? Because Samael wanted Tamar to die so that there would never be a Malchus Beis David. And therefore, he was trying to prevent this. As we know, the powers of evil that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself created always tried to prevent us from getting Zchuyos. Right? The Satan didn't want Avram to go through with the Akedah. And he dressed up like a flood and a fire and everything. So do you have Samael didn't want David HaMelech. But Gavriel v'kirvan. Gavriel comes in though, and is the karivit, and these items that were found, that's the remez, were given to her. Haino d'chsev lamnatzeach al Yonas Elem, right, the pasuk in Tehillim, Yonas Elem, the mute dove, rechokim l'david michtam. We darshan from there, Amar b'yochanan mishash and israchaku simaneha, what was rachok, the simanim that were going to lead to David, nazis kiyona ilmis, became like a silent dove, right, that it wasn't going to work, and Gavriel came in and saved the day. As we know, David HaMelech, even when he finally did come in, he came in an unusual way. Yehuda and Tamar and Lot and his daughters, right, the whole, we discussed it in the past, the murky roots of Melech HaMashiach, maybe was Bedafka, say some of the Mefarshim, because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give a tremendous koach to Am Yisrael, he has to do it in a hidden way, so to speak. Kabbalistic idea. L'David michtam, sheyatza mimena David. And what does the phrase mean? That David came out of this whole discussion, this whole incident. What is michtam? How does that relate to David? Shehaya mach vitam lakol. He was lowly. He was mach vitam. But he was perfect. Lowly and perfect. Lakol. Davar acher, or michtam, shehaya makaso tama. His maka was tam. His maka, meaning his mila, was tam, was perfect. What does that mean? Shenolak shu mahul. He was nolan mahul. Asks the Marsha. Asks Rav Yashiv. This Gemara seems to be against another Gemara. The Gemara Menaches talks about when David HaMelech was in the shower, he was all upset. Where are my mitzvahs? I'm naked from mitzvahs. I have nothing. I have no tzitzis. I have no tefillin. I have no nothing. And he looked down at his bris milah. Baruch Hashem, I have bris milah. At least I have bris milah. Every second of my life, I'm doing something. But what do you mean? If he was nolan mol, he didn't even have a bris milah mitzvah. He never did the mitzvah. Says Rebbe Yashiv, sugyas chalukos. Doesn't give an answer. It must be that gemara is against this gemara. But others say, no, maybe not. Right? There's a mitzvah. There's a chakir of the achronim. There's the maisa hamilah and the being mahul. Right? There's the act of bris milah and also being mahul, just the state of being mahul. So maybe that's what David all is referring to. So you don't have to say that they're arguing. If you hold that, you have to do atavas dambris, maybe you do atavas dambris, and that was good enough to be considered the mitzvah milah. But even if not, right, many achronim discuss this. The Beis Halevi has a tshuva about it, and the pre-Moshe also discuss the maisa versus the totsah of milah. Maybe that's the two brachas of ala milah and lahachniso, right? It's the state of being mahul. That's what David was excited about. Lav dafka, the maisa ha-mitzvah. After all, he wasn't doing the mitzvah anymore. Even if he did the maisa mitzvah, what was he so happy about? Many years later, it was because he had a milah. It's the state that he was in. That's an important topic. Davar acher, third shot of what does michtam means? Michtam kishem shepa katnuso hikten atzmo etzal misha gadli menolul motara. Just like when he was younger, he was mocked himself in front of someone greater in order to learn Torah before he was the king. Kach begadluso, so too when he became great. The Bachi adzin hikten atzmo etzal misha gadli menolul motara. Right. Also, after he was king, right, he still lowered himself. He was an anav from start to finish. Tamar sends to Yehuda to the one who owns these items. I am pregnant. Why didn't she just say it explicitly? Here's the line. Noach lo she ya'adam. She ashvel ashvel toch kifshana eish. Better to allow oneself to be thrown into a fiery furnace, which Tamar was going to be, and not to embarrass your friend in public. How did we know that from? Tamar. We know that from Tamar. Ask Tosfos. This is top 10 Tosfos. Tosfos, top of the page. If this is true, so why isn't embarrassing your friend in public one of the big three? If you have to give your life for it, so why isn't it one of the big three? Tosfos, v'nira, da'ay de lo chashe ba'de gimel aver shemein on ode b'fnei pikuach nefesh, avod azor agil arayish v'chaz domim. Why? Tosfos gives a technical reason why it's not on the list. Mishum, da'averis halbanas panem enim b'fureshes patora. V'lo nakat el averis m'fureshos. What does it sound like from Tosfos? You're right! It should be one of the big three. It's just not on the list because it's not explicit. Sounds that way from Tosfos. Rabbeinu Yonah says a beferish. Rabbeinu Yonah says he doesn't limit this at all. Rabbeinu Yonah in Shari Tshuva, he says in Shar Shlishi Kuflamites Avak Ritzicha Habanas Panim. It's Avak Ritzicha V'Domel Ritzicha, and it might even be worse than Ritzicha. And that's what he says. Lo Amru Kin B'Shar Averus Chamuros. Didn't say this by others. He calls it Avak Ritzicha. Again, it's if somebody goes over to Reuven and says, Reuven, embarrass Shimon in public or I'm going to kill you. So you have to give your life for that. So pashas, when push comes to shove, probably not. But it's pretty serious. It's pretty serious that we have here. Right? The post can talk about all different related issues. We discussed this in the mitzvah shir a number of years ago on Ritzicha. If some could a Kohen who's Mavayish B'nei Chavir Barabim, could he duchen? After all, a Kohen who's Rotzeach can't duchen in a certain context. You have this amazing idea. Okay, let's continue. Hakerna, Amar Rabbi Chan Bar Chanina. She says, Hakerna, recognize this for me. Bahaker Biser La'aviv, with Haker, he announced to his father, is this Yosef's jacket? Bahaker Bisruhu. Bahaker Biser Hakerna, Haksonis Binchahi, is this your son's? Bahaker Bisruhu, Hakerna Lami. Right, so we discussed that also a couple of days ago. So that's not a word game, but it's that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the person to recognize that this is Mida Keneged Mida. No, ain't no Eloshin Bakasha. No is please. She's saying no. Amra Le, Bevakasha Mimcha, Haker pnei baracha, recognize Hashem, tu tshuva, v'altalam einecha, einecha mimani, don't look away, v'yaker Yehuda, v'yomer tzadka mimani, and Yehuda did it. Yehuda recognized and said that she is more righteous than me. Hainu damar mechamin, rav chanin bar bizna, amashim mechasida, Yosef, shekide shim shemayim baseser, zocha v'osifa lo os achas mishmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yosef, who is mekade shim shemayim, had an extra letter added to his name, dechsiv, as it says in Tehillim, edis b'yehosef shmo. Yehuda Shekidesh Yishim Shemayim Befarhesya. He publicly admitted Zacha Benikra Kulu Hashem Shal Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem's whole name is in Yehuda. Just take out the Dalet, and his whole name is there. Kivan Shehodev Amar Tzadka Mimani Yatsa Basko V'Amra Atoy Tzalta Tamar Ushnei Baneha Mena Or. You saved Tamar and her two sons from the fire. Chayecha Shani Matzil Bezchutcha Gimel Mibanecha Mena Or. I'm going to save three of your children from the fire. Maninu Chananya Mishael VaAzaria. Period. Sat kami mani mina yada. Right, when Yehuda said she is more righteous than me, how did anybody know? It was a public admission. She's more righteous. Mina yada. Yatsa a baskol. The amra. The baskol said mimani yatsu kibushim. These hidden things went out from me. It's all me. Yehuda says. One more minute. V'lo yasav od ledaita. Amar Shmuel saba chamua derav Shmuel bar Ami mishmei derav Shmuel bar Ami. Kiven sheyada. Shuv lo pasag mimena. What does it mean? Lo yasav od. Wasn't mosif ladaita. It means he didn't stop not being with her. It's like it says, once he started to be with her, then he married her and stayed with her. Ksifachav lo yasav od ladaita v'ksif hasam kol gadol v'lo yasav. Period. Rav Yashiv says right here, you know what you see from this last line? You don't have to worry about the tzavah Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. Because who's talking here? It was Shmuel Saba, the father-in-law of Rav Shmuel Bar Ami. Right? A father-in-law, son-in-law with the same name. And Rav Yashiv says, don't tell me Saba makes it a different name. That was probably because he was old. That wasn't a real name. So this relates to the Nodeb Yehuda's Shuvah that we've quoted often in terms of following the Tzavah, where the Nodeb Yehuda says he thinks that Tzavah was only written for the family and not written for all of Klal Yisrael, because many of lines in the Tzavah are against Shas. And that's what Rav Yashiv says right here. He says, Mikan mochichim delok et savas Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. Delachara saba rakinui. LMK nomer de saba avishen mosaf. Unless you say saba was part of his name, so then you would be able to do that, but pashas not. Okay, I guess we'll have to stop here. By Avshalom, we'll get back to Nisga Ebesairo as we continue with all of these items. We'll get to tomorrow's daf, as many, many of the Rashis from Sefer Shmos are on tomorrow's daf, Parsha Shmos, as we continue here in this fun first perek of Maseches Sotah.